Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Goat in my boat. Snakes in my case.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
The New York Knicks are going to the NBA Finals for the first time since 1999. It'll start June 3rd. The Knicks are Eastern Conference champs after completing a four-game sweep, winning at Cleveland Monday night, 130-93. Jalen Brunson was named series MVP. In the clincher, Karl Anthony Towns finished with 19 points, 14 rebounds. To the NHL playoffs in the East Final, Carolina's up 2-1 after beating Montreal in overtime again, 3-2. Igas Swiatek won her first-round match at the French Open. The Houston Astros pitched a combined no-hitter, winning 9-0 at Texas. Starter Tatsuya Imai threw the first six innings, 97 pitches, four walks. The Dodgers beat Colorado 5-3 with four runs in the seventh. Philadelphia pitched a 3-0 shutout at San Diego. Milwaukee 5-1 over St. Louis. The win to Jacob Mizorowski, who struck out 12.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Keep that vehicle looking its best with the help from Golden Hill Car Wash. Your choice of state-of-the-art Razor touchless wash with ceramic wax and the Ryko Soft Gloss Max 5, both with the latest technology. Plus, Golden Hill Car Wash offers six wash bays, including RV, all with spotless rinse. Plus, they've got vacuums for you. Keep it looking its best. Golden Hill Car Wash. Paso Robles. Get ready for the weather ahead at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles. All Carhartt shorts, 15% off. 15% off UPF sun protection shirts. Sleeping bags, 15% off. Backpacks, day packs, and frame packs, 20% off. And at D&J, all the essentials you'll need for your camping gear. Plus, hiking boots. Gift certificates are available, and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, May 26, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Paso Robles School Board to discuss placing bond on November ballot. Hotel worker in Cambria posts video harassing Israeli couple on social media. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy this morning, then partly cloudy. Highs in the low 70s. It's 56 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The Paso Robles School Board's next meeting is tonight at 6. On tonight's action items is the next step for the proposed general obligation bond for the district. Tonight's resolution would approve placing the bond on the November ballot, which requires 55% or more voters' approval to pass. At least two-thirds of the board members must agree to adopt the resolution in order for it to be put on the ballot. The resolution says the bond would not exceed $205 million for the purpose of raising money for the improvement, upgrade, renovation, rebuilding, replacement, furnishing, and equipment of the district's high school classrooms, sites, and facilities. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or watch online. Tonight, the Atascadero City Council meeting will include a discussion of the city's draft environmental impact report for its 2045 general plan. The EIR analyzes and identifies impacts related to the changes caused by the general plan update. The city must propose mitigation efforts to reduce as many impacts as possible. The agenda says that even with mitigation efforts, impacts to air quality and greenhouse gas emissions as a result of general plan updates remain significant and unavoidable. Circulation of the EIR for public review is currently in effect. Comments can be submitted through June 4th. The next steps for the city's 2045 general plan update will be a fiscal analysis in June, the final adoption in fall 2026 as well. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Hotel worker in Cambria harasses Israeli couple and receives thousands of GoFundMe support. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. A staff member at Ocean Point Ranch in Cambria confronted an Israeli couple last week while they were checking into the hotel. A video shows the staff member asking the woman checking in with her partner if she is a Zionist and whether they served in the IDF and killed babies. Here are some sound bites of the post on Instagram.
All I said was free Palestine.
Yeah.
All I said was free Palestine.
And you said that Israel is...
a Zionist state. Israel is a Zionist state. You are a Zionist.
You even know what a Zionist is.
You're a Zionist. Are you a Zionist? Are you a baby killer?
The description on the post says, quote, "I've never stared into the soul of the devil like I did tonight. If you see them in or around California, let's give them hell." Ocean Point Ranch said the staff member resigned from his position shortly after posting the video and that it does not reflect the hospitality and professionalism their team members are trained to deliver. The man, who identified himself as Ryan Smith in a GoFundMe campaign that he launched after resigning, has raised more than $13,000 for himself. Jerry Clay Sr., a lifelong resident of Atascadero, passed away peacefully on May 4, 2026. Jerry was born in Fort Worth, Texas, and moved to Atascadero at the age of six, settling on a property on Sycamore Road. He was married to his wife, Vivian Clay, for nearly 72 years and raised children, six children. Jerry served on the Atascadero City Council and as mayor and has also helped found the Faces of Freedom Memorial. Jerry's lifelong passion was with baseball, playing baseball at the Atascadero High School in the 1950s and coaching every level of youth baseball in Atascadero for over 37 years. He is survived by his wife, Vivian, their six children, and a large family of grandchildren and great-grandchildren. The Clay family invites those who wish to honor Jerry's memory to make a contribution to Jerry and the Vivian Clay Youth Opportunity Fund, established to support young athletics, FFA, 4-H leadership programs, and other opportunities. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will be conducting a series of prescribed burns in California Valley, starting today and going through June 19th. The project will take place adjacent to Fire Station 42, with smoke visible throughout Highway 58, Branch Mountain Road, and Soda Lake Road. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Mariners beat the Athletics 9-2, the Dodgers over the Rockies 5-3, the Phillies shut out the Padres 3-0, the Diamondbacks beat the Giants 6-2, the Yankees over the Royals 4-3. Tonight, The Dodgers will face the Rockies. The Athletics will go against the Mariners. The Giants will face the Diamondbacks. The Padres will go against the Phillies. The Yankees will face the Royals. In California news, late last week, a storage tank containing toxic chemicals was at risk of exploding in Orange County. The threat of an explosion led to the evacuation orders of over 50,000 people. Fire officials needed to cool the tank to prevent a toxic leak or an explosion. Exposure to the chemical can cause serious respiratory problems and damage to the skin, eyes, and throat. While a worst-case scenario has been avoided, there is still a risk to the surrounding area. A small plane crashed near Woodlake this weekend, killing the pilot. The crash occurred on Saturday morning on Road 204 near Avenue 336. The pilot has been identified as 74-year-old Michael Hill of San Bernardino County. Officials are investigating the crash. Hill took off from Woodlake Airport and crashed a short distance beyond the runway. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. This year, as part of their State of the Farm report, ag tech company Bushel surveyed farmers about their usage of AI. Director of Marketing Julia Eberhardt says about 14% of farmers report they're using artificial intelligence, and another 11% weren't quite sure whether they were or not.
So 75% said they have not tried really anything with AI. 11% said not sure, which I have some theories of maybe, you know, is it like they're considering the fact that more are built into tools today, right? They're like, maybe I haven't, I just didn't even know. So really like 14% said, like, yes, I'm using it, I'm trying it out.
But where are these farmers finding uses for artificial intelligence in their farm operations?
Interestingly, it's a lot more on like editing documents, helping with business and financial analysis. We have yield prediction in agronomy is like the last selectable available answer. So decision making on input planning is like, it's still 36% of the 14%, but much higher on like the business and the writing and stuff like that. So there's still an exploration phase, obviously, but it was kind of interesting to see those lines as well.
The most common artificial intelligence platforms cited by farmers in the survey were ChatGPT, followed by Gemini and Copilot.
Hello, everybody. This is Ty Thompson with Northern Livestock Video here in Billings. We just concluded our early bird sale. You can see all the results of that sale at northernlivestockvideo.com. Record-breaking prices on these calves. Our June sale comes up June 24th, the early summer special. If you want to be part of that sale, get your contract into us by June 5th. We can do the filming anytime over the next couple weeks after that. Early summer special for Northern Livestock Video. Call us at 866-616-5035 or go to northernlivestockvideo.com.
Horn flies can take a bite out of your cattle's performance. These pests feed on cattle up to 30 times a day, stressing animals and cutting into profits. Fight back. SmartLick Supplement's low moisture blocks, available with Altacid or Clarify, help break the horn fly life cycle. Less fly pressure means cattle can spend more time grazing and growing. Take control of fly problems this season. Visit SmartLick.com. That's SmartLIC.com to find your dealer.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the Best Paso Robles Hotel and Best Resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurant and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. For decades, experts have done their best to estimate the size of California's almond crop prior to harvest, With the state producing most of the world's supply, the global market rises and falls with the fate of the Central Valley crop. Expectation of a shortage can stoke competition among buyers and raise prices, while a large crop forecast can achieve the opposite. It affects many lives, suggests Pierre Sadu, who grows almonds in Fresno and Madera counties. But the expansion of California's almond industry, which brought greater variation from one orchard to the next, made it harder to forecast statewide yields by sampling a subset of orchards. In December, the Almond Board of California directors voted to stop funding a key forecast provided for decades by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Instead, the industry is looking to private entities to find new ways to estimate the crop. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Tuesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Cloudy skies this morning, then partly cloudy for the afternoon. Highs in the low 70s. West-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. A few passing clouds tonight with lows right around 40. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow with highs in the upper 60s. Southwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Extended forecast is cloudy on Thursday, partly cloudy on Friday, sunny on Saturday and Sunday, partly cloudy on Monday, mostly sunny on Tuesday. Mid-60s Thursday, upper 70s Friday, low 80s Saturday, upper 80s on Sunday and Monday, 87 a week from today. Currently, it is 56 degrees and cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. Luxury Joy Designs from the Heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:22.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Conference Board's consumer confidence reading came in stronger than expected this month at 93.1. Chief Economist Dana Peterson says there were modest improvements in consumers' expectations for business conditions in the labor market 6 months from now. It's in contrast to the other reading on consumers. The University of Michigan reported its consumer sentiment reading for May at the lowest level it ever recorded in more than 70 years of surveys. Home price growth slowed slightly in March. The S&P Cotality Case-Shiller National Home Price Index rose just 0.7% for the 12 months through March. Delta shares are up more than 3%. The Wall Street Journal says Delta has been hiring pilots and other staff to prevent flight cancellations. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Coselda, invested in you.
You're probably listening to this in your car, so let me ask you. Would you drive without insurance? Of course not. So why is your retirement portfolio unprotected? Gold is portfolio insurance. It helps de-risk your savings when markets get unpredictable. Noble Gold Investments has helped thousands of Americans do exactly that, with no high-pressure sales and thousands of five-star reviews. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals involves risk. Consult with your tax or financial professional before making any investment decisions.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Looking to elevate your tech game? Look no further than John Whitford Communications. From state-of-the-art TV installations that transform your viewing experience to Sonos wireless hi-fi systems that fill your space with crystal-clear sound, they've got you covered. Need lightning-fast, reliable internet? Their Starlink internet installations bring cutting-edge connectivity right to your doorstep. Plus, John Whitford Communications offers property-wide Wi-Fi, so you're always connected no matter where you are. They also provide Wi-Fi for events and emergencies to keep everyone connected when it matters most. And for your peace of mind, John Whitford Communications provides top-notch security cameras for gates, barns, businesses, and homes. Trust John Whitford Communications to bring the best technology to you. Call today at 805-461-3030, 805-461-3030, or visit johnwhitford.com. The best in the West. The Downtown Paso Robles Main Street Association reminds you there's always something exciting to experience downtown. From world-class wine tasting lounges to live entertainment, artisan shops, restaurants, and fine arts to a variety of seasonal events. Whether you're a resident, local business, or a visitor, Downtown Paso Robles is where everything comes together.
Downtown, everything's waiting for you.
Go to PasoRoblesDowntown.org.
A delightful place for lunch and also lots of parking, easy in and out. It's the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant in the River Oaks neighborhood. Some of the local favorites include grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, and, of course, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips and the shrimp tacos. All the food is made fresh. That's Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant.
Matt's Smog is more than smog. They do oil changes as well, and they offer unique oil services with supplemental oil additives and fuel system cleaners, brake work and diagnostics as well. All vehicles receive a comprehensive 29-point inspection, but most importantly, there are no high-pressure sales tactics. Matt's Smog takes care of more than your car. They take care of you. Call 805-237-2601 or head to 834 Paso Robles Street in Paso for Matt's Smog and more.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Today's continuing story is about a man who symbolized the frontier spirit of early America. He was one of those mountain men known as half bear and half mountain lion. Carson was a short man with bow legs. He was quiet and unassuming. But early on, men, be they white or Indian, learned not to mess with this man. After his first wife and Arapaho Indian died, Kit took their daughter to St. Louis to attend school. While there, he met a young lieutenant by the name of John C. Fremont. Fremont hired Carson as guide during the three expeditions he led that explored the West and Northwest. It has been said that had they not met, neither of these men would be remembered as they are today. Fremont would not have accomplished all he did without Carson as a guide, and Carson would have remained a backwoods mountain man without Fremont as his promoter. When the Civil War broke out, Kit Carson was in Taos, New Mexico. He became a brigadier general in the Union Army and took over the 1st New Mexico Volunteer Infantry. The New Mexico Infantry was used to help contain the Western Indians who were taking advantage of the United States having to send their resources to the South to fight the Civil War. During this time, Kit Carson, a man who had always been a friend to the Indians, took his 700 men and defeated over 8,000 Navajo Indians. Kit Carson died on May 23, 1868, at the age of 59. Incidentally, at the time, he was still serving in the military as a brigadier general. This frontiersman, diplomat, Indian agent, military genius, and leader of men maintained a secret his whole life. He was able to accomplish all these things in spite of the fact he was illiterate and could barely write his own name.
You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty, that's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 0219910.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house, leaving well fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go, like grandma's cooking. Touch of Paso, come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. Jerry Clay Sr., a lifelong resident of Atascadero, passed away peacefully on May 4th. Jerry was born in Fort Worth, Texas, and moved to Atascadero at the age of six. He served on the Atascadero City Council and, as mayor, helped found the Faces of Freedom Memorial. He coached every level of youth baseball in Atascadero for over 37 years. The Paso Robles School Board's next meeting is tonight at 6. On tonight's action items is the next step for the proposed general obligation bond for the district. A vote by the board to place it on the November ballot would require a two-thirds vote and needs a 55% or more voters' approval to pass. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or watch online. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then partly cloudy, highs in the low 70s. It's 57 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News. I'm CJ Papa. The blockade remains in the Strait of Hormuz, and that fragile ceasefire withstands a major test.
Despite the U.S. carrying out those strikes last night in southern Iran, Gulf Arab states remain hopeful that a deal can get done. U.S. military officials say the strikes were carried out in self-defense, targeting missile launch sites and boats they say were laying mines in the Strait of Hormuz.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Dubai. Florida decisions from the U.S. Supreme Court this morning. The justices deny Florida's bid to block other states from issuing commercial driver's licenses to some illegal aliens. Justices Thomas and Alito dissented, saying Florida's case should have been heard. All the polls are now open in Texas for the runoff between two Republicans, incumbent U.S. Senator John Cornyn and Trump-backed State Attorney General Ken Paxton. The winner takes on Democrat James Tallarico in November. America's listening to Fox News.
The season of winning is still blooming at Tachi Palace with Pedals and Payouts. Every Thursday in May, play slots and table games for your chance at cash. From 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., four winners every hour can win up to $5,000. And mark your calendar. On May 21st and 28th at 8 p.m., one lucky winner will drive away with an Airstream. The cash keeps blooming, so don't miss your shot. It's Pedals and Payouts, only at Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Hey, this is Linda from Steve Schmidt Topsoil. We've been your family-owned and operated neighborhood landscape materials yard for over 40 years, and we invite you to come let us help you with your do-it-yourself landscape projects. Our friendly staff is ready to assist you with design ideas to create the yard of your dreams. Come see us at Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101 on Ramada in Paso Robles.
Another tenant emergency? With MPM Property Management, help is always just one call away. Our on-staff general contractor and broker handle maintenance issues quickly and professionally. With 24/7 emergency support, from leasing to maintenance, we're here for you. No hidden fees, no surprises, just reliable service, happy tenants, and peace of mind for property owners. MPM Property Management. We handle the hard stuff, so you don't have to. Visit PasoPM.com or call today.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Well, we're going to have some clouds and a little bit of this and a little bit of that hanging around today. High right around 70. A few passing clouds tonight and overnight. Lows in the low to mid 40s. Partly cloudy mid 60s for Wednesday as we head out to Thursday. Clouds with about a 30% chance of showers in the early evening. Highs mid 60s Thursday. Then mid-70s on Friday, low 80s Saturday, mid-80s Sunday, Monday, upper 80s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 10 up and down, 5:52 a.m., 8:10 p.m. We are at 57 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Okay, coming up this afternoon, it's loaded. Barry, protecting what matters. First up, Jordan Cunningham, former State Assembly member, and he is the president of the Slo County Lincoln Club. They'll be talking about a lot of things, including the local and state elections that impact the county. And in the 1 o'clock hour, 5th District Supervisor Heather Moreno. So enjoy that all this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Email into the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Freedom of speech, ready to go. And it's brought to you by Reds On Time Plumbing. They'll be there. Just call them, 805-466-6188. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Oh, man. Got a little update here on the votes.
KPRL is on my side. Yes, it is. KPRL. Exchange.
All right. Completely unscientific but absolutely accurate survey. Yes or no on a potential school bond here in darn near paradise. 29 to 4. 29 no's and 4 yeses. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. In light of the
school board meeting tonight, I thought I would share something a little different, another government entity with their handout. In the morning, I walk at the Northern Cuesta campus, the one off of 46. I don't know when they started building it. It's all fairly new. There's still a lot of buildings still under construction. They have poured acres and acres of concrete. And I stepped off some of the slabs. They're like 3 by 20, 4 by 20, 20 by 20. And the thing they all share is there are no expansion joints. So you can imagine, it is riddled with cracks. They're real finite or small cracks right now. But after a few winters with moisture and some freezes, they're going to have to replace every bit of that concrete. Where are the inspectors? I think that's in the city.
Now, this is on the North County Cuesta campus?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes. Probably on the architect's rendering, it was gorgeous. But in a short amount of time, it's going to just be horrible.
Well, I don't know how any of that process works. And I don't know who's in charge of it, who inspects it, if there's still more work to be done, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm sure there's somebody out there that knows.
Yeah, yeah. And anybody else, if you want to walk, it's a nice place to walk. You don't have to breathe car fumes or anything like that, especially if you walk early. But it really raises my blood pressure just looking at all the cracks.
Do you know what they're supposed to be? Are they building classrooms, more classrooms?
Yes, they just finished some big, like an industrial, I think it says industrial arts on the side of it. It's still got a fence around it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but,
well,
anyway.
Well, keep in mind that we're still paying on the Cuesta bond, too.
Yes, yes, yes. So, anyway, I encourage people to go to the school board meeting tonight here local and raise Cain.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, to the text we go. This is kind of interesting. Morning, guys. Here's an alternative idea and a way for the district to raise money for the Taj Mahal additions they wish to do. With the recent popularity of the GoFundMe account trends, why doesn't the district create an all who want big and beautiful additions can donate to it? Seems a simple way to resolve this. Just a thought. I love that. You want it? Pay for it. Let's just see how much you really want it. Or, since a lot of people, believe it or not, they still don't realize, even if you're renting, you're going to pay the increase. But a lot of them, people are dodo birds. And they want somebody else to pay for it. I mean, that's kind of typical in this country, particularly the last couple of decades. So they want you. Well, no, I want to see how sincere you are. You pay for it. It's like I had the fake, it was a board up front for people to sign up that had extra rooms in their homes or the yards for the homeless. You want me to pay for people, and again, some cases that are self-inflicted. Well, I tell you what, your heart's bigger than mine, so you come by and you sign up and you take them in your home instead of asking me to pay more money for them. That board was never filled out in 10 years, and the board has disappeared. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin, Chris. The meeting tonight, is it at the high school?
The district boardroom.
District boardroom, which is across the street, or where is it?
That's across the street.
I've only lived here 46 years.
That's across. Okay. It's across the street from the high school.
Okay. All right. Great. Yeah. I hope we have a really good turnout. Trying to drag some people there, but Kevin, I appreciate you and Chris being on top of things in the community. We're really very, very fortunate to have your station and you helping the community constantly. So just be aware that you're appreciated, both of you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. Make it a great Tuesday.
All right, 238-5775. You can text as well. Let's see here. Just a simple big no on the board. Absolutely no on the school board. The performance of the school district is dismal. And I did, of course, now I forgot about it. Okay, so here it was. Until proficiency rates in language and math are at 80%, no bonds. I would still, again, as I tried to explain last hour, just because those rates go up of supposedly being proficient doesn't mean that they're still learning, that they're learning. Because, again, if they lower standards, oh, now we have 85% and we're doing great. Oh, really? Not if the standards are lowered so you can achieve that rate. Uh-uh. No deal. This is an absolute no poll. 29-4, four dummies. It's still, well, they may not be dummies. They just think that they, this is what's best. And, you know, also, you know, I kind of brought this up a couple of weeks ago of the increase of the population. There are probably quite a few people that, you know, their kids aren't in the school district. They're not from here, et cetera, et cetera. They have... Probably in most cases, they have no concept of the history of what's going on here in this school district. You know, they just move here and want to finish out their lives and enjoy the area and so forth. And my guess is that's quite a few people. All right, on the email, since 1988, the two taxpaying voters in this household have never voted in the affirmative way for any passable school bond attempts and never will. So to be perfectly clear, no. All right. I like the end, to be perfectly clear. Let me be perfectly clear. I am not a crook. Okay, I appreciate that very, very much. And remember, let's see here. I vote no. There was another one here. Feedback. Message, asbestos has not been used since 1977, and simple tests can be done in the fluorine drywall paint to see if any of those things are present. Lead paint was not used before that. I think it was. And the asbestos is somewhat interesting because there were, and it may depend on the state, I know there were some national things, but it says in 1977, the state of California banned the use of spray-on asbestos-containing materials. Asbestos was not entirely outlawed on a single date, but rather heavily phased out and strictly regulated in schools. Landmark federal and state laws banned specific new uses and established strict management protocols for buildings constructed before these bans were enacted. Okay, well, that is an issue that is here, or maybe here in Paso Robles, because of the verbiage that I saw that was sent to me. In reviewing the documents, somebody came across these possible questionable assertions. Again, let me just say, again, this is from the district. They're looking for $205 million. Here it goes. Now listen closely. While the district goal is to maintain and improve its facilities so that each student may learn in safe and healthy classrooms, I guess they weren't before, huh? The district has an ongoing need for basic repairs, including, now here it comes, fixing deteriorating classrooms, aging bathrooms and water pipes, plumbing and electrical wiring, removing asbestos, lead paint, and mold. So are they saying that it's here, that it's there? And have they been doing the state-mandated annual training? and also the educational reports. So you might want to ask them, look, do we have this? The paint and the mold and the asbestos? And has been brought up several times, particularly on Kenny and Darcy's show on Friday, regarding the district and the repairs, that they apparently don't have the money to be maintaining these facilities. So where is this what the money's going to be used for strictly? We have a declining enrollment. And obviously the results are the results of the what's happening at the school. So let's see here. another no on the bond. Well, I appreciate the, sometimes I wish the people would give a little bit more. Let's see here. When are people, it's on email, when are people going to realize that elected politicians do absolutely nothing except receive their benefits? These idiots leave everything up to non-elected fools. Well, they, you know, ad hoc committees and so forth. And they have all these committees where people can make decisions, including one we're familiar with here, a committee of people on water, and none of them live over the basin. Again, I really have to take that in. Wait a minute. These people are having and trying to have a say on the water in the basin, and they don't live it, over it. My goodness. That to me is just mind-boggling. All right, 9 minutes away from 7. At The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. You know how it's supposed to work, just about anything under the FCC. Let's see here. Okay, that's a repeat on the text. So let's see. We also have, I wasn't aware of this, but for those of you that like to go out and about and so forth, it is the, I guess there's some issues going on at Yosemite, and you used to need reservations or something like that, and apparently the crowds now, yeah, it's Yosemite National Park. They no longer require advance reservations, even during the peak summer months. I don't know when that was changed. And people are coming back because, I guess, you know, a lot of people wanted to go during the COVID thing, and we know what happened with that mess. And I guess it's getting real busy, and some people aren't happy about it. And the experience of high visitation, particularly around, you know, the weather-dependent events and holiday weekends, that's, you know, not expected. But anyway, they're having issues with crowds. They don't refer to issues with crowds as, you know, unruly people or anything like that. Not yet, and let's hope not. And the visitors are struggling with overcrowding, and there's concern about the busy summer season coming up. The buses are packed, the parking lots are filled, and so forth. The waits are insane, according to some. So I don't know why they stopped having the reservations. If anybody knows anything about that or have been there. And I guess one on the other side, you can say, well, it's nice that people are going out and enjoying nature and hopefully respecting it and not ruining it. Because we've seen some things over the years where people go out to beautiful places and just do stupid things. So don't be one of them. Don't be a news story. Let's see here on the text newsflash. Very well. Okay, but he's involved with it, though. This has newsflash. Graywall doesn't live. He's not in charge of the committee, what I was referring to, sir. This is not the same thing, okay? It's not the same thing. I don't live in the area where the lawsuit with Cindy Steinbeck and that group is either. However, I'm in on part of the lawsuit. I'm not under that, you know, I don't live in that area. but I'm involved because I'm involved, only involved in the fact that my name is down there and we have to pay on that. So that's not the same thing as people making the absolute decisions on whether to tax people's property or steal their water, if you want to use that term. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin, it's a slow morning, so I thought I'd call in and give my 2 cents worth. I'm going to vote no on any bond light right now. We're being bonded to death here in this area.
Well, yeah, we're paying on 3 bonds right now.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm not sure we're getting anything for it. They're really not worth the value. On the other hand, on your topic earlier today, you were talking about people dressing down lately.
Well, not lately. It's been going on for a while.
Well, yeah. Well, as of note, you mentioned it this morning. But where I see it is when we were growing up, we made sure every Sunday when we went to church, we had on our best clothes.
Well, yeah, we refer to it as our Sunday best.
Sunday go to meeting clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And now when I go to church, I see people in shorts, flip-flops, T-shirts. It's no respect.
Okay, so that sometimes goes into the conversation. Well, they're going to church, so that's okay. At least they're going to church. Why does having some, a jacket and a tie on, why does that show more respect or that they care more?
I don't know. The comment I've heard is at least we got them in the pews. We don't care what they're wearing as long as they're here. And that's a common phrase anymore.
Yeah, again, I don't know if it's generational. I would think that, again, from the generation, because, when we went to church, we had to have our Sunday best on. And
right.
it was a show of respect.
Yes.
Now, it didn't make me a better Catholic simply because I look nice.
No, but, sometimes, remember the old story I read in somewhere in my undergraduate years, clothes make the man. Dress for success, all those kind of statements that go along with your attire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be a matter anymore. I mean, who would go to a job interview wearing a pair of T-shirts and flip-flops? You dress up to match the occasion. You go to a funeral, you wear your best dark clothes. Certain things still prevail.
Some, but not with all. Again, I'm guessing it's probably generational. I've been to a couple of weddings where I just shake my head and go, I can't believe you were invited to a wedding and a nice, with the reception afterwards, and you're dressed like this. You have, to me, it's showing no respect for the people that invited you, or maybe the people invited them shouldn't have invited them to begin with.
Yeah, I don't know how that works anymore. I mean, I always try to dress something for a wedding, at least look like I've got a crisp, what I would call anymore, a good, proper business attire.
Well, nice pair of slacks and a nice shirt, and,
Slacks, a dress shirt, sport shirt, this is not necessarily a tie.
Right.
But at least respectfully clean and neat.
Yeah, no, I would be on the same page. Not only are you respecting the event and the situation, but I think you're also saying something about yourself.
I don't disagree with that.
I mean, you come on, show up for somebody's nice wedding and stuff, and you're in flip-flops and a T-shirt and shorts. Again, sometimes on the invitation, it may... It may say that doesn't matter on the attire or not, or, they sometimes will address how you should dress. So,
interesting. I've just been invited to go to a wedding in Europe. My foreign exchange student invited me to a wedding, which he says semi-formal attire, please, with the color scheme.
There you go. All right.
Things are different. Adios.
All right.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. CAL FIRE San Luis Obispo will be conducting a series of prescribed burns in California Valley starting today and going through June 19th. The project will take place adjacent to Fire Station 42. Tonight's Atascadero City Council meeting will include a discussion of the city's draft environmental impact report for its 2045 general plan. The EIR analyzes and identifies impacts related to the changes caused by the general plan update. You can attend tonight's meeting in person or listen right here on KPRL. Details of these and other stories coming up. Clouds this morning, then partly cloudy, highs in the low 70s. It's 58 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
All right, the final tally, 34-6. 34 no's, 6 yeses on the school bond. All right, coming up this afternoon, protecting what matters. Barry will have on Jordan Cunningham, former state assembly member and the Slo County Lions Club president, and then 5th District Supervisor Heather Moreno. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Thank you for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.